We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Orev, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. Rav Nosson Zal started a major discussion on the topic of Ratzon, which we're going to have a lot more on. V'haklalhu, and Rav Nosson Zal says the fact is, the rule is, She'ein shum yiyush ba'olam klal, that there is no such thing in the world as anybody who has to give up hope, or who we give up hope on. Vafilu im ha'odom kemoy shehu, no matter how bad a person is, kol zman sha'adayin hu zoicher es Hashem Yisborach, so long as the person still remembers Hashem, and the person has a desire to return to Hashem, afal pi sheze kama asher hu koisef lo shuvei lo yisporach, even though it's been a long time that the person has been yearning and wanting to return to Hashem, va'adayin lo yizocha l'tshuva, and they have not succeeded in the process of tshuva, adarabah, but rather just the opposite, Pogam Yoiser, they added more sins. V'hoisiv chet al pesha chas v'shon. And again, they keep adding, they keep doing more bad things and more wrong things. Afal pikein, still, despite that, yechazek atzmoi b'horotzoin yoiser v'yoiser. The person should increase their rotzoin, increase that, intensify that desire. V'yargil atzmoi b'chol eis lichsoif u'lehishtoikek l'Hashem Yisborach tomid b'chol eis. And the person should train themselves and get in the habit of yearning for Hashem. I wish I could be close to Hashem. I wish I could do better. I wish I could improve. I wish I could eat like a human being. I wish I could, all the different things in my life that need improvement, to yearn for it, to want it, and to focus, to intensify that desire. I really want it. Validei zeh, bevadai soif kol soif yizke lotzeis mishtusov. And through this method, by a person focusing on that rotzayim and wrenching it up, increasing it, intensifying it whenever they can, the person will definitely eventually succeed in getting out of all their insanity, getting out of all their stupidity, all the wrong things they're doing. Ve'yizke bevadai l'tshuva b'li sofek. And the person will definitely, 100% for sure, succeed in doing tshuva. Ve'derech zeh, and this path that we're describing here, this issue, this concept of rotzayin, that no matter how many things I'm doing wrong, no matter how many times I'm making the same mistake, no matter how many times I said in the past I'm going to stop and I failed, don't care. I'm not interested in that. Today, right now, you ask me, I want to come close to Hashem. I want to do the right thing. I want to improve my relationship with my fellow man, with Hashem in every way. To be able to think that and say it to yourself, say it to Hashem, and push it. Push it inside yourself. Push it in your mind and your heart. And Rav Nosson Zal says, V'derech zeh hu eitza toiva u'nechayna l'chol odom sheboilam. This path is great advice and the proper thing for everybody in the world. Migodol vat koton. From the greatest people, from the biggest Rosh Yeshiva, Talmud Chacham, Admor, Tzadik, Lahavdil, politician, billionaire, the greatest successes in the world, va'ad koton, to the people who are the furthest down in every way, begashmius and or baruchmius, hein tzadik godoil mo'oid, whether we're speaking about the greatest, very, very great tzadikim, oy ish kosher ba'emes, or a person who's really very religious, very a very good person, hatzorich lotzeis midarga ledargo gavoya yoiser, where those people can't retire, they can't sit back and relax. They have an obligation to climb, to keep climbing every single day, to be growing, to be going up from level to level. Whatever the level that they're on, there's higher than that. There's more than that. And every single person, no matter how successful they are in this world, if Hashem gives them another day of life in this world, He expects something from them. He expects them to grow in that day, to grow spiritually, to grow in whatever ways they possibly can. So that's that group, that's the successful people. V'hein anoshim haktanim b'mayla moed. And if we're talking about the lowest people, the people who have experienced the least success in life, begashmius and beruchnius, v'afilu hamunochim b'sheol tachtius, even the people who are on the lowest of the lowest level spiritually, where these are people who deserve to be in -7 in Gan Eden, seven floors down in Gehenna, the lowest level of Gehenna, which is called Sheol Tachtis. Hamaluchlochim b'maisim roim oid, people who are filthy from all kinds of bad deeds, from doing all kinds of terrible things. Afal pikein, despite that, still, al yidei bechinas rotzoin, through this issue, through this item called rotzoin, desire, will, hakoil yecholim lalois, everybody can rise up, can climb, mitachlis diyuto hatachtoina, from the lowest possible level, ad rum hamailois, to the top levels of success. The E Efshir Levayer Biksav Oitzim Malois Harotzoin Vakisufim Digdusha. Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible to describe fully in writing how special, how important this issue of Rotzoin and Kisufin, holy Rotzoin and Kisufin is. Kimi Shah Kifimashe Heivanenu Bidivrei Rabbeinu HaKadosh Zal, based on what we understood from Rabbeinu Zal's words, Rabbi Nachman's words, how much he spoke about this. Kifimashe Zochinu Lishmoya Mipiv HaKadosh Biatzmoy, based on how what we were zocher to hear from Rabbeinu Zal's holy mouth. Kibiksav Ief Shelevayer Afilu Kotze, because in writing, Rav Nosson Zal says, we can't even explain a drop, afilu chelik mielef, even 1/1000th of how much Rabbeinu Zal showed us and explained to us how big this really is, how special and important this really is. Ukvar gilo kama vekama toirois gavoyes al zeh. Rabbeinu Zal already revealed many, many chapters of Likutei Moran, many toirois, about this topic, ashenit v'sukvar, which have already been printed. Avol yoiser mizeh, however, much more than what's written there, heivanenu mipiv hakodosh, we understood from Rabbeinu Zal's words, umitnuois of hakdoshim, and from the motions that he made when he spoke about this, uremizois of hanifloim, and the incredible hints that he gave us, Be'ez shediber mizeh, when he spoke about this, kama v'kama poamim, many, many times. And therefore, v'tzorich kol odom kefi mashehu lehargil atzmoy ma'oid bozeh. Therefore, every person, no exceptions, no matter where he's at, no matter how low or high he is on the totem pole, lahargil atzmoy moed bozeh, to train himself, to be very consistent in this, to always be involved in this, lichsoif ulehishtoikek tomid l'Hashem yisborach berotzoin chozok v'takiv, to be always, constantly yearning and reaching up to Hashem with very powerful desire, again, even if my actions don't reflect it, even if I'm in a place where I shouldn't be, I'm in a discotheque, I'm in a this, I'm in a non-kosher this, whatever it is, I could still, in my heart, I could still be burning with desire of wanting to be good, wanting to be a good Jew, wanting to come close to Hashem, wanting to fix my life. V'dovor zeh yochel bevadai kol odom l'kayim. And this is something that every single person can definitely do. Nobody could say can't, or this doesn't apply to me. Afilu ha-pochoy shebepchusim, even the lowest of the lowest, a person who has experienced every type of failure in life, and they've done every bad thing they could possibly do. V'yefsher lekalkel v'listor eitzo hazois b'shum oifen mi sheyirtze lekaima. And a person who wants to do this, a person who really wants to do this, there's nothing in the world that can stop them, that can block them. Kibish loyma, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. Kibish loyma kol hadvorim vo eitzes sheboilam, because it could be true that all the other advice that the Torah gives or tzaddikim give, or all the other possible things that a person can attempt to do, yochol habaldovor lehizgaber livli lahaniach esodom lasoisam, the Eitzahara can turn up his engines and block the person from succeeding in doing it. Person makes a decision, I'm going to start going to shul. I realize that there's no way in the world I can succeed in being Jewish on my own. One-on-one, me against the Yetzirah, Hashem and me. It just doesn't work for 99% of people. I must be part of a group at some times. I must go to the Beit Knesset. I must be part of a minyan. I must see other Jews in action. I must see what it's about. A person makes that decision, the Yetzirah can work on him day after day, week after week, to block him from getting to a shul, to do everything in the world to make it impossible or almost impossible for him to do that. And so to all the other possible Eitzos, advice. Avol rotzoin levad, however, just this thing alone, just will, desire, yefsher listor b'shum oifin, impossible for the satan or anybody to block the person from doing that if they want, if they choose to. Ki yiyeh eich sheyiyeh, because no matter what, I don't care. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what I did, what I'm doing, what I'm gonna do. I don't care. Ani roitze lo shuv l'Hashem. I want to return to Hashem. I want to come close to Hashem. L'Hashem Yisbar, barotzein chozok, with a powerful desire. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, ki mi pesi u'meshuga shelo yirtze toiv hu amiti v'anitzchi. Which person is such an idiot, such a crazy dumbbell, that he doesn't want eternal good? You tell him that there's something that's good, and not just good for an hour or two or for 80 years, good eternally. Which person can say, no thanks? No, don't need it, not interested. Which person is that nuts? So what's the problem? The problem is that most human beings find it difficult to overcome the opposition. There's an opposition, there's a Yetzirah. The moment a child is born into the world, the Pasuk says, La Pesach Chatos Roivetz, right at the entranceway, the Satan is there with his suitcases and with his 12 different hats and all the different array of weapons and tools that he has, that he's going to block the person every way possible from doing mitzvahs, from making the right choices, etc., etc. But so Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, it becomes very difficult, even though a person sort of knows that this is right and that's wrong, most people find it extremely difficult to make the right choices, to make the right decisions. Avlal kol ponim, however, despite that, no matter what, Haratzain shel kol Yisrael, the desire of all of Klal Yisrael, ha-maminim b'Hashem Yisborach, who believe in Hashem, to whatever degree they believe, bevadai chozok ma'oid ma'oid lo shuvei lov Yisborach. Every single Jew who has some degree of faith in Hashem, some degree of reality check, as we call it, where the person doesn't think that they fell into this world by two rocks crashing somewhere in midair billions of years ago and billions of miles ago. They know that it didn't happen that way, that there is there has to be a creator, there has to be a Hashem. Every person who has somewhat of a realization of that definitely wants to make a connection, to connect with that Hashem. Rakmachma she'ein yoidin maloi sarotzoim. It's only because most people don't realize how important this item of rotzoin is, desire, will, wanting it, and ratcheting up that rotzoin, increasing, intensifying that rotzoin, and that should be something that's on my agenda, that's on my daily calendar. That I have to work on my rotzoin, I have to want, and if at breakfast in the morning my want, my rotzoin is at 200, then by lunch I want it to get up to 2,000, and by dinner I want it to get up to 200,000. That rotzoin, that desire, I want to do the right thing, I want to be good. Sheharotzoin biatzmoi toiv moid. Most people don't realize and don't believe that this rotzoin is something that's very good, it's very important, very meaningful. Most people, you tell them rotzoin, they'll tell you, yeah, take your rotzoin and 10 shekel to the makor and you can buy a milk. Leave out the 10 shekel, the guy's going to put you in the milk, he's going to put you in the cow. You ain't going to get no milk, you can have rotzoin from today till tomorrow, that and a token will get you on the train. That's most people's perception, that this whole rotzoin thing might be cute, you know, in the Himalayas or in Tibet or something like that. But in the real world, it doesn't do anything. And they're totally wrong. Rav Nelson Zal is making it perfectly, emphatically clear that they're wrong. Alkein, therefore, and because most people think like that, kisheroyin shekama pomim rotzu barotzoin chozok l'Hashem Yisborach. When people see that there were many times in their life, many different times, when they wanted to be religious, they wanted to do good, they wanted to improve. V'afal pikin adayin loy zochu l'avoydas Hashem Yisborach, and despite that, they did not succeed in becoming religious, they did not succeed in getting to where they wanted to get to, in serving Hashem well. V'gam k'tzas pogmu yoyser. And some of the people, after wanting to become more religious, not only didn't they do that, but they went further away. They got worse. They became less religious and further away from Hashem. And they got worse in their taivas roes. Al kein he misyai shim biatzmon. Therefore, the people give up on themselves. V'shoichichin lichsoif yoiser. And they forget to want. They forget to think and say, I want to come close to Hashem. I want to improve. I want to do the right thing. They lose that. Ad shenis'alim harotzein etzlam. Until the desire disappears from them. Becomes a long lost friend. That, sure, I remember 20 years ago when I was a kid, when I went through a period where I had this desire. I wanted to become religious, but nothing ever came of it, and I forgot about it, and today I have 3 kids and a cat and 2 dogs and 2 cars and a whole thing of bills, so religion doesn't really fit into my life. Ube'emes, Rav Nelson says the truth is, ze hapigam kosher yoiser menakoil. This sin, this defect of losing the rotzoin, giving up the desire, that's worse than everything. Ki eich shehu, because no matter what, al kol ponim, al yarpe es horotzoin. No matter what the person goes through, no matter how bad, no matter how many sins, the person should not let go and not turn down the rotzoin. V'lo yitoish v'lo yazoi v'sarotzei, not to forsake, not to move away from that desire, not to let go of it. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yargil atzmoi lichsoif u'lehishtoikik b'chol pam yoyser v'yoyser. The person has to grow in this area and to see to intensify and increase their desire to do the right thing, their desire for shalom bayis, their desire for eating pra, all the desire for every aspect of good, of Yiddishkeit, of serving Hashem in life. Berotzen chozok yoyser v'yoyser Hashem isborah, to have a stronger and stronger and stronger desire for Hashem. V'zeh horotzen biatzmoi, and this desire itself, just the desire alone, toiv moed, is very good, is a major success. V'yochoy liskoy salzeh l'tshuva shleima be'emes, and through this rotzen alone, a person can get to do real, complete tshuva, v'lalois l'kol hamailos dikdusha, and to rise up to achieve all the levels of success in holiness, in religion. The story is told of two of Rabbi Nachman's mechutanim. Rabbi Nachman had four daughters, and the daughters married different into different families. Two of his mechutanim were major leaders in the Hasidic world at that time, the Chamelnik Rebbe and another tzaddik, and they were once talking, these two mechutanim were once talking, and they were discussing going to Israel, going to Eretz Yisrael. And one of them said, I really want to go. I have such a tremendous cheshek, I have such a desire to go. And he repeated that in a few different ways in a conversation. The other one, the second one, said, all of this wanting and talking about it, going to Eretz Yisrael is something you do. You go. There's a ship, there's a boat, there's a this, you know. It's not the, you can want from today till tomorrow. Someone repeated this conversation to Rabbi Nachman that his two mechutanim had discussed. Rabbeinu Zal smiled and said, the one who said he wants to go, he's going to be there. He's going to get to Eretz Yisrael. The other one, he didn't want to say it, he didn't say the words, but he didn't finish the sentence. That's exactly what happened. The one who said he wanted to go eventually got there because he meant it. He wasn't lying. There are people who say things. We know there's a concept of the mouth and the heart being connected. That's a whole other story. If a person is lying out and they know they're lying, they know that, you know, that's a different thing. But if a person is honest with themselves and they say, even though every single time in the last 100 encounters with my wife, every single time I said the wrong thing, every single time I pushed that button that got her angry, that hurt her feeling, that insulted a bit, I know it's the wrong thing, and I know that that's not where I want to be. I know that I want to become a normal, healthy human being and a decent husband who doesn't do that, who doesn't say things at the wrong time, even if it's the right thing, not to say it at the wrong time and not to say it the wrong way, etc., etc. A person who really, honestly has that feeling somewhere inside, if they get it wrong 1,000 times, if they persist, and if they step on the gas on that rotzon, if they keep ratcheting up that rotzon, making it stronger and stronger, and we're going to see if they put that rotzon into words, if they beg Hashem, please, I want to do the right thing, they will definitely, Rav Nosson Zal used the word, bevadai b'li safek, the person will definitely succeed. Paragraph Vov, v'zeh shekosuv, and this is what the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, hishbati eschem benois Yerushalayim b'tzvois oy ba'aylois hasode mate'iru u'mate'iru esu'avo ad shetechpots. This is the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and Rav Nosson Zal explains Rashi's interpretation of it and how this applies to us. Hainu, Shekneses Yisrael oimrim l'ha'umais v'asitrachra. The Jewish people say to all the other nations and to all the opposing forces, the Yetzirah, the Sitrahra, Shehem Nikroim Tzvot Tzvois V'Ailois HaSodeh. They are compared to the wild animals of the wilderness. Shehem Bechinas Chayois Rois Hadursim V'Torfim. They are symbolized by the wild animals, the lions, the tigers, all these wild animals, which tear their prey to shred and trample their prey. Shehem Bechinas Chachmei HaTeva, which Rabbein Azal tells us in Likut Imran, in chapter 4, in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halach is based on. Who are those? Those are the scientists and the philosophers who deny Hashem, who do not believe in Hashem at all. Those Chachmei HaTeva, those naturalists who do not believe in religion, anything like that. Shehem Pegam HaRotzoin. They are the opposite of Rotzoin. Kimavur Bahatoiranal, as Rabbein Azal explains in that chapter, they do not believe that everything that happens is based on the will of Hashem. The word Ratzon is used in several different contexts. One of the definitions of Ratzon is will. And our faith, Emunah, faith is the fact that we believe that nothing ever happened or is happening or is going to happen unless it's the will of Hashem, unless Hashem wills it and wants it to happen. So these scientists, philosophers, these types who deny Hashem, they deny this Ratzon. They do not believe in Ratzon. Shemehem Iker Koyach HaYetzahara. And they are the source of the main power of the evil inclination. Shenikra Kel Acher, which is called the opposite of Hashem. Kfirois, atheism, kayodua, as is known. V'Yisroel kedoy shemoimrim lahem, and the holy Jewish people say to them, say to these scientists and philosophers, shelo yoyu lahem shum dovor shehem oisim u'mishtadlim lekalkel chas v'shalom ho'ahavo shebein Yisroel avim shbashamayim. We say to them that there's nothing you do and nothing you can do to spoil, to destroy the love between us and Hashem. Al yedei hapituyim v'hahasosois shemefatenu meisisin es kol echod v'echod b'meh shemasisin oisoi. Even with all the tricks that you use and all the seductions and all the temptations and all the distractions that you try to use to tear us away from Hashem, to separate us from Hashem, l'rachkoi me'Hashem yisporach hashon, to distance us from Hashem, it's not going to work. It's not going to help you. Shekol ze lo yoyelahem. All of this is not going to help you. Ki afal pi shekvar nichshelu banu kama v'kama. Because even though many Jews have already fallen, a majority, 90%, I don't care, we don't care, whatever the statistics are, even though many have already fallen, afal pi kein, despite that, Anu adayin chafetzim u'mishtoikikim l'Hashem Yisborach b'chefetz v'rotzayin u'tshuka gedoyla ma'oid ma'oid. We are yearning for Hashem. We want Hashem. We want to come close to Hashem. We want to do the right thing. And that desire is billions and trillions. It's way, way up there. As intense as it could be. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, Ma toiru, u ma toiru esuavo at shetechbots. What can you do? What can you throw at us? That's going to challenge the love, the desire that we have for Hashem. Ki lo yoyilochem, ma shatem oiskim lasoi sina vekilkul chasashon. Because all of your efforts to get Hashem to hate us, or to get us to hate Hashem, and to mess up our relationship, is not going to work. Kama Shapirosh Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKodesh says over there, in interpreting these words in Shir HaShirim. Ki lo yoyil klum, because nothing in the world is going to work. Me'achar shelo oylam yefshel levatel harotzein dikdusha. Because of the fact that in the end, there's nothing you can do to bury, to destroy, to eliminate our desire for Hashem, that we want. I want to do the right thing. I want to go home. I want my daddy. ki bevadai kol echad mi Yisrael kefi ma shehu adayin hu chofetz u'mishtoikek lo shuv l'Hashem Yisborach. Because the fact is that every single Jew, no matter who, no matter where, no matter how anti-Semitic the Jew is, no matter how anti-religious he is, still, somewhere inside of him, there's something that wants to return to Hashem. We see stories. We know some of the famous Balei Tshuva today. There's a person, a rabbi, by the name of Rabbi Uri Zohar. I don't know him personally, but I heard his story, that this person was the top celebrity in the state of Israel, in Medinat Yisrael, anti-religious. This was the person who was most effective in mocking, in satirizing religion, making fun of religion on the most powerful television stations in Israel. The most popular, this person did everything he could to bury, to get the Jews in Israel, and anybody who would listen to him, as far away from religion as possible. This guy became a Baal Tshuva. This guy, which means that under all of those layers of anti-Judaism, anti-Hashem, there was a soul, there was a spark of holiness in there that wanted nothing other than Hashem and closeness to Hashem. And when the right time came and when the right person pushed the right button in him, all the trash disappeared, all the anti-ness disappeared, and this person for the past 30, 40 years is using all of his abilities and talents to bring people close to Yiddishkeit. He works for Pe'ilit, different organizations, Kiruv, you know, and this person travels the world. And again, people know that this guy reached the top of the top that a person can reach as a celebrity in the state of Israel. Top celebrity in the secular, anti-religious world. And this person turned around. That's got to say something to all of us, that any Jew you encounter, any person you encounter, there's something deep down inside of them that wants Hashem, that wants the right thing. And because of the fact that that desire still exists, that desire and yearning is still in existence, these opposing forces will not be able to keep the Jews away from Hashem forever, permanently. Because in the end, the fabric is going to crack. Those walls are going to crack. Yoshuvu kulam elov. In the end, everybody, the most anti-religious, are all going to return to Hashem. Me'achar shelo oilam harotzoin chazok lo shuvei levisporach. So long as that rotzoin hasn't been killed, eliminated totally. As long as that rotzoin, somewhere inside of them, deep down inside, there is that desire. I want to do the right thing. I want to live an honest life. I want to fulfill my purpose in this world. So long as that still exists, that's going to win out in the end. Now there's a short paragraph here that's in parentheses, which is very special. Ki horotzoin hu nimshach mebechinas raiva deraivim. Because as we mentioned previously, this desire, all the desires that exist within a human being originate from a place in heaven called Raiva Deraivin, Rotzoin Sheberetzoinus, the ultimate in Rotzoin. Shehu Bechinas Atiko Kadisha. That's the top floor, buddy. That's the highest you can possibly go in spirituality, in good. It's called Atiko Kadisha. Sheshom Ein Magia Shum Pigam Kiyodua. That's on such a high floor that there are no missiles, there's nothing, there's no negative power in existence that can reach up there. We know, Lahavdil, sometimes one of the ways that people, you have a war going on and there's anti-aircraft guns, there's all kinds of tools that countries use to defend themselves or to shoot down the opposing planes and things like that. One of the ways of circumventing that is if a plane can fly high enough to a certain level of high where there aren't any tools available, they haven't invented yet any machinery, any missiles or anything that can accurately strike a plane once it's that high up, because the plane has enough time to get out of the way, all the different things. Here the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this place called Ratzon Shebe'eretz Yisrael is so high up and so holy that evil has no possibility of getting there and of damaging anything over there. Sheshom Nemar, about that level, the Pasuk says, Im chotosa matif al boy. If you sinned, how are you going to affect him? You're going to affect him? You nuts? You crazy? You think you can move a hair on Hashem's? You're going to do a sin. And then that's not enough. You're not satisfied yet. You're going to do a bigger sin. And then you feel that's not really good. You're going to go try to do the biggest sin you possibly can. You think you're going to move a hair on Hashem's head? Now we know, kaviyochel, when we speak about Hashem, one of the ways that we relate to Hashem is the name of Hashem, the names of Hashem. We know that in Hashem's most basic name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, we're told that it's divided into two parts. The Vav Hei, the latter part, the lower part, and the Yud Hei, which is the upper part, a higher level. The Sforim tell us that what we do in this world, the good that we do, and Chas Shom, the bad that we do, affects the Vav Kei. That's an aspect of Hashem which Hashem chooses to allow to be affected by us. When we do mitzvahs, when we do good deeds, we bring the Vav Kei together. We bring about a unification of the Vav Kei. It has bearing on. When we commit sins, we cause a separation between the Vav and the Kei. Rachmona Litzlan. The word Nida is Nod Hei. The Hei is forced to wander, to go into exile. That last Hei of Yud Kei Vav Kei is pushed away. It's separated from the Vav. And Tshuva is Toshuv Hei, to return the Hei, to put the Hei back together with the Vav. But we're told that the Yud Hei, the Yud Kei, is so high a level of holiness that it is unaffected completely, whether we do mitzvahs or avet, no bearing, no effect. Just like lahavdil, in a building, you have the electrical system. They put in the electrical system, they spend millions of dollars to put in the right kind of electrical system in certain serious office buildings. And it's got all of its details and everything, and before they go live, they test it 100 different ways to make sure that this thing is going to work and it's going to hold up under different conditions. In addition to that, there's a backup system. There's the backup generators that if and when, for whatever reason, a hurricane, the building loses power, the standard electrical system of the building goes down, there's this backup generator, this backup thing that will not be affected, that 99.9% of things that could possibly harm the regular electrical system can't touch, can't affect that backup system. That backup system is there, and the minute that first system fails, the other system goes on for a certain period of time, whatever it is, to sustain the thing. Lahavdil. You have this concept of the Yud Kei and the Vav Kei, and here, when we talk about Riva Derivin, we're talking about something even higher than Yud Kei. We're talking about Atiko Kadisha. We're talking about Riva, the highest levels of holiness, where when a person does a sin down here, like the Pasuk says, Im Chatosu, you sinned, Ma Tifal Boy, what effect are you going to, you can't affect that place called Ratzon. V'alkein, and therefore, keneged haratzon, against the ratzon, against the desire of a Jew, ein yochoy lekalkel shum pegam vochet. There is no sin or anything that can eliminate that. That can ki haratzon mizgaber al hakol, because ratzon is so powerful and so special a thing, It can defeat all the sins, all the every, it can defeat everything. Ki shum ein magia shum pigam. Because no sin, no affects that. V'hovein. And Rav Nosson Zal says, understand, take what we're saying here very, very seriously, to know that this is that backup generator, that even if the entire electrical system in the whole building fails, nothing's working, there is this backup, there is this thing that's there that can't, just about can't be harmed, can't be stopped in any way. And that's this item called the rotzayin in a person. Now, even though we learned earlier that every good deed that a person does improves their rotzayin, and every sin that a person does detracts from their rotzayin. Every involvement, the more a person gets involved in wanting the wrong things, wanting excessive food, all kinds of things that are not good for them, bad things, that detracts and weakens the rotzayin of Kiddusha. That weakens their desire for Hashem. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that the rotzayin is such a holy, so holy, nothing can affect it. And before we learned that everything affects it. Make up your mind, which is it? The answer is both are true. Both are true. Everything a person does has bearing on this item of rotzayin. But this item of rotzayin is something like the luz, the bone inside a person's body that the Gemara tells us is indestructible. That if you take this bone and take a sledgehammer, the strongest sledgehammer in the world, and take the most powerful rock in the world, and put this bone on that rock and smash it with a sledgehammer, the sledgehammer will break, the rock will break, and that bone will not break. It's indestructible. So too this item of rotzayin, that when a Jew does bad things, does wrong things, which detract from their desire from Hashem, from their healthy desires and positive desires, so long as that desire still exists, so long as it hasn't been killed totally, and Rav Nosson Zal tells us it's just about impossible to kill it totally. So even if you don't see it at all in a person, it's there. It might be buried under 100 layers or 1,000 layers of junk, but it's there. And so long as that rotzayin is there and exists, if the person wants to tap into it, if the person wants to activate it and turn it on, they can. And that rotzayin is so special, so big, that it can burn away a million layers, a billion layers of junk, of sin, of years of living. It can erase all of that totally, totally. The rotzayin is much, much more powerful. The positive, the good, is much more powerful than the negative. We mentioned many times from the Baal HaTanya, one of the great tzaddikim, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichron Avrocha, once said that the bracha in Shmon Esrei, the blessing that we make where we ask Hashem for forgiveness of sins, we say we finish the blessing by saying Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Chanun Hamar Belesloyach. We don't say Hashem who forgives, we say Hashem who has marbele, a lot of forgiveness. Marbele sloyach. Now the word marbe can mean a lot in Hebrew, and the word riboy also means more than. The Baal HaTanya said that one of the things that a person should be thinking when they make that bracha is that however many sins I've done, however bad I am, Hashem has more forgiveness. I've done a million sins, Hashem's account right now is at a billion. So in 1 second, he can write a check for a million and erase all my sins in a second, no problem. Chas v'sham, a person did a billion sins, Hashem has more forgiveness than you could ever do sin. The power, the positive powers, the positive forces always exceed and supersede the negative by billions. And again, that's all under this term, rotzayin. Rotzayin means desire. Rotzayin also means will, the will of Hashem. And rotzayin also means to be appeased. When a person is nisratze, when a person is forgiving, that kind of thing. All of these are different definitions of this special term, rotzayin. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki bechinas rotzayin, because this item called rotzayin, shehu nimshach mebechinas raiva deraivin, which originates from a place called raiva deraivin, the rotzayin of all rotzaynos, ze bechinas oir ho'ein soif. Another term for that that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah is the infinite light of Hashem. Infinite. No limits, no boundaries. V'alkein, and therefore, harotzayin yefshir lekalkel b'shum oifin. Rotzayin cannot be destroyed, cannot be eliminated, no matter what. Ki oir harotzayin, again, because if you run up a negative balance, you have a bad boy, you have a guy, a billionaire, who's got a son who's a bad boy, and he got hold of daddy's credit cards, and he started burning rubber. He went into every restaurant and said, give me everything. Give me everything you have. He went into every store. I want the top of the line. I want all of it. And I want 100 of them for me and for everybody on my block and everybody in the city. Person's going to burn. If the father's only a billionaire, if he only has 60 billion, 100 billion, then again, the kid can destroy him, or he can get him to lose a third or half of his wealth. But if you're dealing with the term Ein Soif, if Hashem is infinite, and if we say Ratzon is infinite, whether the person did a million sins or a billion sins, it don't frighten Hashem. It doesn't. Hashem didn't lose his position in the Forbes 500 or one. He's still up there. He didn't go down one hair on the ladder. Hashem's income didn't move a millimeter. Ki oyer harotzayin hu bechinas oyer ein soif. Because this spiritual light that's called rotzayin desire, all of the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that is the infinite light of Hashem, she'enoi nifsak loilam, which never stops. There's nothing that can shut it down. There's nothing that can close it down. Ki ein loy soif etachlis, because it has no end. It has no boundaries. Ki achar kol hakilkulim chasashom, because after all the bad things that the person did, after all the damage and destruction, soif kol soif ano mishtoike kemei lov yisbar, brotzen chazak, the person can still say, I want to come close to Hashem. I want to improve. This person who just murdered, chas v'shem lo aleinu, 1,000 people, and they put him in prison. He's behind bars, and he's the worst of the worst. And the whole world knows that this guy's the worst criminal. That person, if he wants, can say, this is not what I want. If you recall, I mentioned a story. My Rebbe, Zichron Avrocha, Rebbe Michal Dorfman, Zichron Avrocha, mentioned that one of the top people in Breslov, in Uman, about 100 years ago, was a man by the name of Rab Zanvil. This Rab Zanvil was the one who organized the Rosh Hashanah in Uman during communism, when it was life-threatening to do such a thing. It was really life-threatening to do such a thing, to organize a gathering of religious Jews on Rosh Hashanah in Uman, going to the mikveh, dipping in the river, doing all kinds of things that were anti-Soviet Union, where if they were caught, the end. This Reb Zanvil told Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha that in his youth, he was special. He was a special kid. He had all kinds of talents and abilities, and because of that, he got involved in all kinds of stuff, and at one point, he got involved in theater. And in theater, in Russia, in the Soviet Union at that time, theater, a major part of that is satire, making fun. You know, comedy, satire, what do they make fun of? Religion, that's one of the best things to make fun of. You know, G.O.D. and all. And he got involved in theater, and he got big in it. He started climbing the ladder, and at one point he made some kind of a mistake. He crossed some kind of red line, and he got thrown into prison, Russian prison. And Reb Zanvil told Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha that when he was in prison, he said, Hashem, listen, it's you and me right now. And I know why I'm here. I know what you want. If you get me out of here, I'll do it. And Reb Zanvil said, sure, and he was saying it from the depth of his heart. This was a really intelligent, successful person who wasn't crazy. He wasn't totally nuts. He got caught up in some of the foolishness of the world. But that reality check of being put behind bars in a Soviet prison, he had time to think a little bit more clearly. And he came to the right conclusion. Sure enough, Hashem got him out of there. And he was Chozer B'Tshuva. And he became so religious, he became the Rosh Chabura, in a sense, the leader, the top of the group, the organizer of Breslov in Uman under the worst conditions, the most anti-religious conditions. So this concept of this ki oyer harotzoin, hu bechinas oyer ein soif, she'en lo soif, because this light called rotzoin, desire, which we said again before, the Hebrew word nefesh means desire. The term soul in Hebrew means desire. The pasuk says in Vachai Sora, im yesh es nafshichem likpoir es meisi, if you want to allow me to bury my wife. So the Hebrew definition of soul is rotzoin. As long as that soul still exists inside of a person, it's infinite. And there isn't any amount of bad that the person can do. And there isn't a place of filth that the person can go down into that can exceed the power of that rotzon. And if the person will connect with it, it can get them out of the deepest, deepest trouble, the deepest filth, and the deepest problems, and bring them close to Hashem. The next piece, Rav Nelson Zal is going to take us into Shabbos. He's going to show us how another word for Shabbos is Ratzon, as we've said before. We'll take that up in the next shiur.